Well, let's see. Willa was about 4 days old when we came to the children's hospital. You know, we looked at her and thought, wow, she's got this beautiful alabaster skin.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind.
And so when they came to us and wanted to test Willa for leukemia, we were just shocked. Thinking, how could this happen to a baby? She was very irritable. She was tired. And she was pale. Our doctor came to us and said, I'm sorry. I have no answers for you. I have no idea of where to go now.
In my dreams, I'll always see you soar above the sky.
Our doctor started filing paperwork for us to go to Toronto, the Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. You know, we were seen by genetics and all sorts of other departments, and we basically came back to Calgary with nothing.
Everywhere I am, there you'll be.
So we went and searched out a wonderful hematologist, Dr. Joanne Lay, and she was our doctor for a week and asked that Willa have a bone marrow biopsy. She found us the answer. It was sideroblastic anemia. Very rare. Maybe 2 to 4 children in all of Canada have this. She basically said, well, the first option is to continue with blood transfusions for the rest of her life. There is a high risk of you get iron overloaded, and basically all your major organs are going to shut down and it slowly kills you. You know, I mean, I was told that she could live a pretty good life, but in our minds, we weren't willing to have her live a pretty good life. We wanted her to live a great life. We had completely explained the whole situation to Willa about how if she had a sibling that was a match, that she would be able to have a bone marrow transplant. So superhero James came to the rescue on June 10th, 2006, because that's the day he was born, and we collected his cord blood. She told us that he was a match, and I mean, that's such a gift from God, because it's such a low chance of actually having a match. So I just think it was a big sign to say, go forward with this transplant. We had to drive our little girl up here to the hospital and take her into the unit one, which is an absolutely beautiful place. And driving her up, my husband and I cried the whole way.
And I wanna thank you now.
Terrifying for us, because there's a good chance always with transplant that it won't work, and that absolutely you can absolutely lose your child. So you hand over control and a whole lot of faith into the doctors and nurses, and it was the best thing that we have ever done in our lives. You don't get a childhood when you are sick. So many of the kids in here don't have a childhood, but yet there is so much joy in the walls of this hospital, because those kids had smiles on their faces.
And everywhere I am, there you'll be.
If I could come up here every single day and scream it in the middle of the cafeteria and just say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single person, I don't think that would even be enough. When they give you the healthier child, there's no greater gift than that.